Who goes there?
Trumpkin, bringing the High King of Narnia out of the far past. Hmm?
Yes, at last, at last.
Give us a light, friend.
Oh, here.
Ah, you lead, Trumpkin. We don't know our way about this place.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. This way. Come on.
I say, Peter, look at all those carvings on the walls.
I see. I wonder what all these strange characters and snaky patterns mean.
Here's something that looks like a lion.
It shows up again and again. It all seems to belong to an even older Narnia than the old Narnia we knew. How odd. When we were last here, they hadn't been made.
Yes, that makes one think.
Down these stairs and through the door at the bottom. Ooh. I don't like the sound of that. But wait, let's listen for a moment.
You know well enough why the horn was not blown at sunrise this morning.
That's King Caspian.
God, that Miraz fell upon us almost before Trumpkin had gone, and we were fighting for our lives for the space of 3 hours and more. I blew it when first I had a breathing space.
And I'm not likely to forget it.
That's Nicabrick, the Black Dwarf.
The dwarves bore the brunt of the attack, and one in fight with them fell.
For shame, Dwarf. We all did as much as the dwarves, and none more than the king himself.
Oh, tell that tale your own way for all I care. But whether it was that horn was blown too late, or whether there was no magic in it, no help has come. You great clerk, you master magician, you know all.
Me?
Or are you still asking us all to hang our hopes on Aslan and King Peter and all the rest of us?
I must confess, I cannot deny it, that I am deeply disappointed in the result of the operation.
That'll be Dr. Cornelius.
Plainly, your wallet's empty, your eggs addled, your fish uncaught, your promises broken. Stand aside then, let others work. And that
the
is why...
The help will come. I stand by Aslan. Have patience like us beasts. The help will come. It may be even now at the door.
Aye, you badgers would have us wait till the sky falls and we can all catch larks. I tell you, we can't wait. Food is running short. We lose more than we can afford at every encounter. Our followers are slipping away.
And why? I'll tell you why. Because it's noised among them that we have called on the kings of old, and the kings of old have not answered. The last words Trumpkin spoke before he went were, "If you must blow the horn, do not let the army know why you blow it or what you hope from it." That same evening, everyone seemed to know.
You'd better have shoved your grey snout in a hornet's nest, Badger, than suggest that I amp the blab. Take it back!
Oh, stop it, both of you. I want to know what it is that Nicabrick keeps on hinting we should do. But before that, I want to know who those two strangers are whom he has brought into our council, and who stand there with their ears open and their mouths shut.
They are friends of mine.
Friends? Then let them speak. You there, who and what are you?
Worshipful Master Doctor, so please you, I'm only a poor woman, I am, and very obliged to your worshipful dwarfship for his friendship, I'm sure. His Majesty, oh, bless his handsome face, he has no need to be afraid of an old woman that's nearly doubled up with the rheumatics and hasn't two sticks to put under the kettle. I have some poor little skill. Oh, not like yours, Master Doctor, of course. In small spells that I'd be glad to use against our enemies, if it was agreeable to all concerned.
Yeah, this is all most interesting. I think I know now what you are, madam. Perhaps your other friend, Nicabrick, would give some account of himself.
I am hunger. I am thirst. Where I bite, I hold till I die. And even after death, they must cut out my mouthful from my enemy's body and bury it with me. I can fast 100 years and not die. I can lie 100 nights on ice and not freeze. I can drink a river of blood and not burst. Show me your enemies.
And it is in the presence of these two that you wish to disclose your plan, Nicobrick?
Yes, and by their help I mean to execute it.
Well, what is your plan?
All said and done, none of us knows the truth about the ancient days in Narnia.
What?
Trump can believe none of the stories. I was ready to put them to the trial. We tried first the horn, and it has failed.
Or help is on the way.
You can go on saying that till Miraz has fed us all to his dogs. No. As I was saying, we have tried one link in the chain of old legends, and it has done us no good. Well, when your sword breaks, you draw your dagger. The stories tell of other powers beside the ancient king and queens. But, how what? If we could call them up?
If you mean Aslan, it's all one calling on him and on the kings. They were his servants. If he will not send them, but I've no doubt he will, is he more likely to come himself?
No, you're right there. Aslan and the kings go together. Either Aslan is dead or he's not on our side, what? Or else something stronger than himself keeps him back. And if he did come, how do we know he'd be our friend? He was not always a good friend to the dwarves, by all that's told, not even to all beasts. Ask the wolves. And anyway, he was in Narnia only once that I ever heard of, and he didn't stay long. You may drop Aslan out of the reckoning. I was thinking of someone else.
What do you mean?
I mean a power so much greater than Aslan's that it held Narnia spellbound for years and years, if the stories are true.
You mean
the White Witch?
You can't mean her.
Yes, I mean the witch.
But she's
not... Don't all take fright at a name as if you were children. We want power. And we want a power that'll be on our side. As for power, don't the stories say that the witch defeated Aslan, bound him, and killed him on that very stone, which is over there, just beyond the light?
But they also say that he came to life again.
Yeah, they say. But you'll notice that we hear precious little about anything he did afterwards. He just fades out of the story. How do you explain that? If he really came to life, isn't it much more likely that he didn't? And that the stories say nothing more about him because there was nothing more to say.
He established kings and queens.
A king who has just won a great battle can usually establish himself without the help of a performing lion. And anyway, what came of the kings and their reign? They faded too, but it's very different with the witch. They say she ruled for 100 years. 100 years of winter. There's something practical.
But heaven and earth, haven't we always been told that she was the worst enemy of all? Wasn't she a tyrant 10 times worse than Miraz?
Oh, perhaps she was for you humans, if there were any of you in those days. Perhaps she was for some of the beasts. She stamped out the beavers, I dare say. At least there are none of them in Narnia now. But she got on all right with us dwarfs. I'm a dwarf, and I stand by my own people. We're not afraid of the witch.
But you've joined us.
Yes, and a lot of good it has done my people so far. Who is sent on all the dangerous raids? Dwarfs.
No.
Who goes short when the rations fail? The dwarfs.
Oh, that's
and who? Lies, all lies.
And so, if you can't help my people, I'll go to someone.
Is this open treason, dwarf?
Put that sword back in its sheath, Caspian. Don't be fool enough to try it. Do you think I'm afraid of you? There's 3 on my side and 3 on yours. Oh, if you want to make some of it now,
stop.
You can try.
Stop! You go on too fast. What does Nicobrick mean by calling on the witch? The witch is dead. All the stories agree on that.
Is she dead?
Oh, bless his heart. His dear little majesty needn't mind about the white lady being dead. The worshipful master doctor is only making game of a poor old woman like me when he says that. Sweet master doctor, who ever heard of a witch that really died? You can always get them back.
Call her up. We are all ready. Draw the circle and prepare the blue fire.
What? So that is your plan, Nicobrick. Black sorcery and the cooling up of an accursed ghost. Now I see what your companions are. A hag and a werewolf.
Oh, gosh.
We must go in now.
Right, come on.
Trumpkin, yes. Take the hag before she kills Dr. Cornelius.
Right.
Edmund, the light. What's become of the light?
Oh, no.
Edmund, are you all right?
I think so. I've got that brute Knickerbrick, but he's still alive.
Weights and water bottles? It's me you're sitting on. Get off!
You're like a young elephant.
Sorry. Is that better?
Ow! No! You're putting your boot in my mouth! Oops. Oh, go away.
Is King Caspian anywhere?
I'm here. Something bit me.
Hang on, I have matches. There.
You'll find a candle on the table.
Oh, good. That's better.
I say, we don't seem to have any enemies left. There's the hag.
I got her just before the light went out. I know that for certain. What about Knickerbrick?
He's dead too.
Oh.
Well, I suppose this thing is a werewolf. It's so long since I've seen one. Wolf's head, man's body. That means he was just turning from man into wolf at the moment he was killed. So you're King Caspian?
Yes, but I've no idea who you are.
It's the High King, King Peter, and King Edmund.
Oh, your majesties are very welcome.
And so is your majesty. We haven't come to take your place, you know, but to put you into it.
Your majesty.
Ah, best of badgers. You never doubted us all through.
No credit to me, your majesty. I'm a beast, and we don't change. I'm a badger, what's more, and we hold on.
Well, I'm sorry for Knickerbrick, though he hated me from the first moment he saw me. He'd gone sour inside from long suffering and hating. And if we had won quickly, he might have become a good dwarf in the days of peace.
Yes.
Caspian, you're bleeding.
Yes, I'm bitten. It was that wolf thing.
We'll dress your wound and send for someone to take away the bodies. Let the vermin be flung into a pit. But the dwarf will give to his people to be buried in their own fashion.
There is one other thing.
Yes, King Edmund?
Is there any chance of having some breakfast?